Revolution leader stresses the clergy are the standard bearers of development and progress for the nation. An international conference on human rights and the environment opens in Tehran. Leader of the Islamic Revolution Ayatollah Ali Khamenei says the clergy are the standard bearers of development and progress for the nation. Addressing scholars and clerics in the western Iranian province of Kurdistan Wednesday, the leader underlined the clergy are not only duty-bound to promote religious teachings, but as successors of divine prophets, have a responsibility to stand up to oppressors. Ayatollah Khamenei further said the current era has two features, complexity of and progress in methods of dissemination of thoughts and the Islamic establishment in Iran. The clergy, the leader underlined, should draw on these two features to better discharge their responsibilities in administering justice and fighting oppression, corruption, and mischief. Ayatollah Khamenei then said today arrogant powers are using new methods to impose their wrong ideas on nations, adding the clergy should counteract and continue to guide people on the right path. Ayatollah Khamenei also elaborated on the second feature, that's a government based on the Sharia law and Quranic teachings in Iran. The leader said all the scientific achievements in Iran, despite enemy plots to hamper the country's progress, show the power of a religious government in securing progress for its nation.
In the name of God, the compassionate and the merciful, good evening and welcome to this edition of JNN News, brought to you live from the Iranian capital, Tehran. Leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, urges Muslim clerics to pay due attention to the complexity of the means to communicate thought, as well as the existence of an Islamic establishment in Iran, as the features of the present era. Addressing local scholars and clerics in the western province of Kurdistan, Ayatollah Khamenei said the clergy should get updated in the face of the hegemonic powers who exploit all modern media, artistic and communication instruments to impose their tyrannical approaches on the world nations. The leader also said the unholy efforts to sow discord among the ranks of Sunni and Shiite Muslims in Iran reflect the fear of hegemonic powers and the regional mercenaries of the Islamic Revolution. The visit of the Islamic Revolution leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei to the Kurdistan province saw the commander-in-chief of the armed forces attend a joint military ceremony in Sanandaj. Later on, Ayatollah Khamenei inspected the select units of the Army, Islamic Revolution Guards Corps, Basij forces, and police stationed in the guard in the parade ground. The leader then addressed the ceremony, saying the smart, vigilant, and mighty resistance of the Iranian armed forces have safeguarded the country against the enemy plots. Ayatollah Khamenei went on to say the intelligence services of the trans-regional countries have been behind most of blind terror attacks in the region, urging vigilance and preparedness by the Iranian officials and armed forces vis-a-vis the enemy plots. President Ahmadinejad says national economic activities are accomplished on a balanced trend. Talking to reporters at the end of today's cabinet session, the chief executive underscored that the liquidity growth has been brought under control in line with special plans and strong fluctuations of prices have been eased. He also referred to executive plans to pave the way for more investment in Iran. As for Iran's proposed package on global economic recession, President Ahmadinejad said Iran is preparing a package on management crisis based on the general participation of all nations. On U.S. October deadline for opening talks with Iran, President Ahmadinejad said Tehran has not received any information on such a deadline, adding Iran, however, does not favor such a rhetoric.